In 2009, G20 members pledged to end subsidies for fossil fuels in the form of direct grants or loans, tax breaks or price supports. Research from the Overseas Development Institute suggests the G20 governments are breaking that promise.
They have provided $452 billion a year in fossil fuel subsidies just to production.
Researchers found the US government hands out $20.5 billion worth of subsidies every year, mostly in the form of tax breaks. President Obama has said ending those subsidies remains a priority. Earlier this month, he rejected plans to build the so-called Keystone Oil Pipeline from Canada to the United States.
America's now a global leader when it comes to taking serious action to fight climate change. And frankly, approving this project would have undercut that global leadership. And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
The world's biggest economies subsidize fossil fuels in different ways.
Countries like China, Japan, and Korea have the highest subsidies through public finance. And a lot of Japan and Korea's money is not going domestically. They may be moving away from fossil fuels at home, but they're still funding fossil fuel production overseas.
With the Paris Climate Summit just days away, Whitley says the G20 countries should act on their pledge to end fossil fuel subsidies.
They're directly undermining their climate pledges. We have a lot of hope, though, because what this shows actually is a lot of these decisions and a lot of this actually sits in government's hands.
A shift towards subsidizing renewable energies would have a big impact.
We see dramatically falling prices for solar energy, for instance. And that comes because of both support in places like Europe, where you've had feed-in tariffs, but I would argue more from support from countries like China that have invested a lot in clean energy, particularly solar. And so when governments move their support, the change can actually be quite quick.
The United States and China have jointly prioritized establishing a concrete deadline for phasing out all fossil fuel subsidies as a key task during China's G20 presidency in 2016. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.